Jesus and a Samaritan Woman. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was attracting more disciples than John and was immersing them, although Jesus himself was not immersing them, but his disciples were. When he learned about this, he left the region of Judea and headed back to Galilee. He had to pass through Samaria, and he came to a Samaritan town named Sychar, close to the piece of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Within it was the well of Jacob. Jesus had tired from the journey, so he sat down, tired as he was, by the well. The time was around noon. A Samaritan woman came to the well to get water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan. So how come you are asking me to give you a drink?" For Jews don't have dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you had known the gift of God, and who it is who's saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would give you living water." The woman said to him, "But sir, you don't have a bucket, and the well is deep. From where would you get the living water? Our forefather Jacob gave us this well, and he drank from it, he and his children and his livestock. Are you greater than Jacob?" Jesus answered her, "All who drink from this water will get thirsty again. As for anyone who drinks the water that I give him, he will never be thirsty again. Rather, the water that I give him will become a fountain of water within him, flowing and giving eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so I will not get thirsty and have to return here to get water." He said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You were right when you said that you have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the man you are living with now is not your husband. You told the truth about that." The woman said, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our forefathers worshiped God on this mountain, but you Jews say that the place where we should worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the time will come when you will worship the Father, but neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans do not know the one you worship, but we know the one we worship, for the Savior comes from among the Jews. Nevertheless, the time is coming, in fact, the time has come, when true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in the truth. The Father wants this kind of worshiper. God is Spirit, so those who worship Him need to worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah will come, and when He has come, He will explain everything to us." Jesus answered her, "I am He, I who am speaking to you." The woman said, "Sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Our forefathers worshiped God on this mountain, but you Jews say that the place where we should worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the time will come when you will worship the Father, but neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans do not know the one you worship, but we know the one we worship, for the Savior comes from among the Jews. Nevertheless, the time is coming, in fact, the time has come, when true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in the truth. The Father wants this kind of worshiper. God is Spirit, so those who worship Him need to worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah will come, and when He has come, He will explain everything to us. Jesus answered her, I am he, I who am speaking to you. At that moment, the disciples arrived. They were surprised that he was speaking to a woman, yet no one asked him, What do you want from her? Or, Why are you talking with her? The woman left her water jar and returned to the town and said to the people, Come and see a man who told me everything I have done. Do you think he could be the Messiah? They left the town and came to Jesus. During this time, the disciples were urging him, saying, Teacher, eat something. He said to them, I have food to eat that you don't know about. The disciples began asking one another, Did someone bring him food? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. You have a proverb that says, After 4 months the harvest will come. But I say to you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They have ripened, and the time has come to harvest them. The harvester has begun to take his wages and gather the crop for eternal life. And so the planter and the harvester can rejoice together. In this case, the proverb comes true. One plants and another harvests. I have sent you to harvest something for which you didn't labor. Others have labored, and you are benefiting from the fruit of their labor. Many of the Samaritans in that town believed in him because the woman was bearing witness, saying, He told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them. So he stayed there 2 days. A greater number of them believed in him when they heard him speak. They said to the woman, We believe not because you told us, but because we have heard him for ourselves and have come to know that he is truly the Savior of the world. After the 2 days, he left there for Galilee. He himself had mentioned that there is no honor for a prophet in his homeland. When he reached Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, for they had gone to Jerusalem for the festival and had seen everything that Jesus did there during the festival. He heals the son of the king's servant. Then Jesus visited Cana in Galilee again, where he had changed the water into wine. Now there was a man, one of the king's officials, whose son was sick in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from the region of Judea to Galilee, he went to him and begged him to go with him and heal his son, who was on the verge of death. Jesus said to him, You people will not believe unless you see miraculous signs and wonders. The man said to him, Master, come before my son dies. Jesus said to him, Go, your son will live. The man believed what Jesus said and went. While he was on the way, his servants met him and informed him that his son was alive. He asked them, At what time did his condition improve? They answered him, Yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the fever left him. The father knew that this was the same time at which Jesus had said to him, Your son will live. And he believed, he and all his family. This then was the second miraculous sign that Jesus did, and it occurred when he returned from the region of Judea to Galilee.